Hello, hello. This is episode 36 and a mini series on this week, The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho. I don't know if I say that right. Paulo Coelho. Coelho. I don't know what I put it out. Anyway, the book, I don't want to say too much about it because it's going to spoil the fun of you reading it, because I've read it twice. It's an amazing book, so I don't want to give too much information, but the book is, otherwise it's just not going to be fun for you. But the story is about the Spanish boy called Santiago, a shepherd, who get this recurring dream about treasure. About treasure at the bottom of the pyramid of Egypt, and so he goes and find his personal legend, as the book explain. The book is a great book is full of great moral and spiritual aspect of life. I can only say it's a must read, and it will take you. What you will speak to you, and you will take. Oh, sorry, my English there. It will take whatever speaks to you. It's one of the best-selling books of all time. So don't take it from me. A lot of people have read it. I just came across on it about a couple of weeks ago when I was listening to Mel Robbins' 5-Second Rules. She mentioned it, and I for one can give that a go. So Santiago embarks on his journey through North Africa, and he met friends and thief along the way. I love that at some point the book reveals that when you are doing good with your life, it affects others around you, and in terms the rest of the world. And I think that's pretty powerful, you know, pretty deep. This is a short novel, so it's only small. It's really it's a real good joy to read. The audiobook is read by Jeremy Irons. I love this. I love his voice, so it's very nice, and it's very relevant to today's world. And on the to listen to life opportunities, unless we discard it, and at some point the sign stops coming to us and we accept woo and where we are. So just trust me, I honestly recommend this great book, and you won't be disappointed after reading it. And I say it's only small, you know, it won't take you long. I think the audiobook is about 5 hours long, so I won't expect you to read in less than that. But I don't want to tell you too much about it because it would spoil the fun. So this is going to be a short review about the book, because I just don't want to tell you too much. It's something that you're just going to have to do and read it in your own time. But please get it and let me know what you think of it. On another note, I have now a business and life coach called Lena Kay. She was on the podcast, if you've been listening. And I will be asking you guys to help me out on a new project that I'm currently working on, and I cannot wait. It's going to be quite cool. It's just going to be designing some thing or project or business. Well, it is business, but it's going to be a project all about things that I can probably help you with, with my listeners. Yes, of course, it ain't going to be free, you tight bastards. Sorry, that slipped my mind. Fuck it. But I want to tell you more about it soon, because I'm just building this right now. So this is in the pipeline, but I'm very, very excited about this. On another note, I'm reading another book from Dr. Joe Dispenza called Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself. And oh my God, this is so good. And I'm going to test out some of the great ideas within the book. So watch out. Because I'm going to share with you my findings over the coming months. But I will tell you more of this on the next episode, because I'm still working on the process of, because meditation, it's not like meditation like I do in the morning, you know, like, you know, being a present and stuff. But it's different kind of meditation, but it's actually pretty cool, pretty good, and I cannot wait to not be an expert, but just be good enough so I can share with you the findings that I got from a Dr. Joe Dispenza book, Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself. It's a great book. If you aren't reading now, just do it and let me know. But I'm going to let you know very soon on the next episode what to do and how you can change, I guess, your life in a way, you know, and get what exactly you want. So I'm, even though I'm skeptical about some of it, I am more happy to give you a try, because I really believe that it talks about quantum physics and about the fact that an atom, particles can only be witnessed or quantified when you look at them over eyes, just there or here and there, and it's kind of a, I don't know, I'm just saying I'm not an expert, but it's quite fascinating about the whole thing. So, thank you for listening, reading, if you're reading, just reading this. Please subscribe, please, to your favorite platform, or why not leave me a rating on iTunes? That'd be great if you can. I know I keep saying that, but, you know, I've got to keep reminding you guys to try to help me out and raise on my ratings, because it'd be great, you know. So, I would deeply appreciate it if you can do that. And I will see you over the weekend, probably, or Monday for the next episode, because it's going to be a cool one. And I've got an offer of a great book I read not long ago that's coming up probably in November, because today it's October the 25th of 2019. Ooh, see, yes, and then he said 2009 now, 10 years back. Anyway, I love you. Have a great weekend, because it is Friday. It's 12 o'clock in France, so I'm going to leave this up, and should leave you to your best self, and have a great weekend. Thank you for listening, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye-bye. Hi guys, thank you for listening to The Dieter Show. You can subscribe on iTunes Podcast and Google Play and any other platform that you may choose. It's all in the show notes. If you want to connect with me on the social media, you can on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I am usually under the name of Didier Soulier, so that is DidierSoulier. Thank you again for listening, and I'll see you soon.